Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross. Best question wins the KSN polo shirt. If you want to submit your question for Ross, it's really easy. You download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask Ross button there, or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. Ross, guess what? I have a huge goal for us in this week's Ask Ross. You know what that goal is? We are going to get to
more than one question.
That's right. We're going to get to at least two questions. But we're going to start with this, Ross. Before I get directly to Steve's question, there's a football team in the Midwest in Indiana, goes by the Fighting Irish. How do you pronounce that university?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, right? Steve.
No, you just said it a little different.
All right. Well, Steve got on me for how I pronounce it because I say Notre Dame instead of Notre Dame or Notre Dame. And you know what, Steve? I have just one message for you. I mispronounce enough words. You're going to hang your hat on that? Come on. You got to do better. All right.
Hold on a second, Jim. Jim, what? Say no.
No.
Say
no.
Ter.
Ter.
All right. Say no, ter.
Norder.
It's not Norder. It's not, you're like adding an extra R in there. It's Notre. Notre Dame. It's not Notre Dame.
You know what, Ross? I don't care.
Say no.
No.
Say Ter.
Ter.
Say Notre.
No.
I know you can do it.
Notre Dame, all right? Does that
there
work?
No, that's how you say it. You're throwing an extra R in there before the T when you say Norder.
All right. I got it wrong. But, Steve, I'll tell you what. You guaranteed you're not going to win this week. In fact, I'm moving right along. Let's see. Where are we going to go? Let's go to Bill in Easton. With Penn State going to the outside run scheme, does that fit some of the running backs better? If so, who? And does it hurt any of them? And also, is it harder for the offensive line or the running backs to learn the new scheme?
Good questions. You don't know unless you actually do it. Some guys are better with predetermined holes in a gap scheme where they know where the ball is going to hit. Other guys are better with a zone scheme where they have the ability to pick their hole and sort of decide when it is and where it is they want to hit it up in there on an outside zone scheme. I do think Lovett, the grad transfer from Baylor, has experience doing that at Baylor. Noah Cain seems like a guy that can put his foot in the ground and get up there. I guess we'll just have to see. I do think it's probably more unique for the offensive line because it's sort of a different way of going about it and will take a little bit more getting used to than the back who just kind of has to have a feel for it. You know, there's a reason why the Broncos and some of those teams back in the day had success and would keep the same guys there for year after year after year and promote them from the practice squad because they wanted those guys to be very familiar with, you know, the timing and the rhythm to the outside zone scheme.
Okay, let's go to Richard in Greensburg. Could name, image, and likeness have the effect of keeping certain players in college longer? A Trace McSorley type who's high-profile star but might be a late-round draft pick?
Yes. It could have an impact on guys like that staying. There's no question that if you're going to be a late-round pick and maybe not even make a team, there might be guys, Jim, that say, you know what? I think I'd rather go ahead and come back to school for another year. If I'm a three-year starter at quarterback at Penn State, I'm probably making over six figures a year, and maybe I can improve my draft stock. So, yeah, I do think there is something to that.
And I think Richard brings up a pretty good example, if not specifically Trace McSorley, but the guys, like you said, who are quarterbacks, high profile, they're guaranteed this money now while they're still in college. All right, let's get to Sean in Washington, D.C., who says, now that name, image, and likeness is passed, let's see, when are you going to sponsor all the big boys? Anyway, his real question, with a full year of practice this year, what position groups will see the most development, and what should a fan look for when it comes to improvement for each athlete? So, in other words, they're getting more practice this year as opposed to last year. What position group is that going to affect the most?
Well, so it's funny because I actually asked the NCAA on the name, image, and likeness thing, how that relates to quote unquote recruiting services, even though I don't really feel like that's what Go Big Recruiting is. We're not like ranking kids. We're not placing kids. We're just a conduit and a way in which kids can submit their video to colleges and know when it's viewed. But I was just curious whether or not we could kids could endorse us now, because they never could before. And in fact, we couldn't even have current NCAA student athletes on our website. We could have high school kid quotes. We could have NFL guy quotes. But we could not have current college athlete quotes, because that would constitute an endorsement. And they're not allowed to do that. So I think now they're allowed to. I just wasn't sure because we are a NCAA-approved recruiting service. So the NCAA does have some authority over our service, to answer that question. The other question, I would say typically offensive line and probably the quarterback-receiver relationship. And then lastly, the communication on the back end. I think offensive line, secondary, and the passing game are the three things that take the most communication and interaction between teammates. And thus, you really need, you know, the more time you have to work on those things, the better.
Just going back to the name, image, and likeness, and we're going to have another question on it, Ross, but you and I off the air, we talked about having players on KSN and, you know, could we do that and how that would work. I thought of this in between. Some of the other, you know, gray areas you don't know about is in Pennsylvania, there's a rule about not having players associated with alcohol or sports gambling. Anyone who's a regular listener of KSN knows that we have sponsors who fall into those categories. So would that eliminate our ability to pay a player to be on our show?
Another I don't gray think area. So. I think they just can't endorse gambling. I don't think that means that they can't be on a show that has gambling. But I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if anybody does. I mean, I know Barstool is sponsoring a lot of people. And Barstool has a sports book. So, you know, they figured it out somehow. Or maybe they just don't care. I don't know.
All right. Well, continuing on the name, image, likeness thing, Brad from Pittsburgh, do you think name, image, and likeness will dramatically change college football? I saw that a gym in Miami is giving every Hurricane football player $6,000 a year. I think it's going to be a new arms race with the rich getting richer and widening the gap. First of all, Ross, did you see that gym in Miami that's doing that with every scholarship player at Miami?
I did see that, and I'm a little bit confused by that one, because I thought that the value that they give these guys had to be like market value, which by the way is so arbitrary. You know, the market is what somebody's willing to pay you. But also, like, not all 85 scholarship players at Miami are worth endorsing something for $500 a month. They're just not. I mean, maybe the starters are, but all the other guys aren't. But yes, I mean, right now, the first thing that any recruit interested in Miami will hear about is how they're guaranteed $6,000. Guaranteed. And that's that'll be the first thing in all the recruiting information. So I'm not sure people really realize how much this has changed everything forever. But it has, and it's going to be an arms race. And it could be a situation where the rich get richer. But what if there's some group of five alums, or I don't know, FCS alums that decide they really want to have a good team and they really want to spend a lot of money on NIL to entice guys to come, even though it's not supposed to be an enticement to attend a school. We all know that's what it's going to be. I mean, I was joking the other day, Jim, my alma mater should win the national championship every year. Jeff Bezos went to Princeton. I mean, Jeff, just how about $1 billion a year? Just $1 billion a year to the football team. I mean, like, I think that there will be some group of fives that really surprise you, because there might be some alums that, especially once they expand the college football playoff, that want their school to be the group of five that's in the college football playoff every year.
Well, a couple quick thoughts on this, Ross. You brought up a good point about not every player on Miami is probably worth $6,000 to this gym, but who's going to challenge them on that? And especially for, you know, $6,000 per player, which it's a nice amount of money, but hardly enough to make people go crazy. $1 billion from Bezos to Princeton, that might cause a problem. My other thought is on parity within the game. Hey, there's already no parity. Alabama and Ohio State keep getting the best players. I imagine they still will. What I think will happen is they'll be, remember when Ole Miss a few years ago had the number one class, recruiting class, out of nowhere? I think that's what you might see from a school like that, where, like you said, the alums just decide we want to be a member of the big boys. All right, Ross, that is it for Ask Ross. We got to more than one question, so we achieved our goal for the day. Stick around. Andy will be back for quarter number four. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.